Good morning to you all. We welcome you on this Sunday, Labor Day weekend. We're glad that you're here. In our call to worship today, we've been working our way through the Ephesians chapter 4, considering the theme of walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. And we finally made it to the last verse, verse 32 of chapter 4. And it says, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." You know, the Bible has forever told us what the standard of forgiveness is. We don't have our own that we can supply. I'm afraid that ours would be very inferior. I've met a few people over my years of ministry that just had a real struggle with forgiveness. I remember a conversation I had with an individual that told me that about a situation that happened years before, and he said, if that person ever came up to me and asked me to forgive them, I wouldn't do it. And I said, that's an unbiblical attitude. Well, no, God doesn't expect. I said, oh, yes, He does. And I took him to this verse of Scripture. It says, "And be ye kind one to another." It doesn't say only be kind to those that were nice to you. Only be kind to those that smile when they talk to you. Only be kind to those that give you a gift card. All right? Then you can be kind to them. No, that's not what the Bible says. Don't put caveats on there. The Bible says, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." That's the eternal biblical standard. So my excuses fall by the wayside when I realize that God has placed such a strong standard because He forgave me. He forgave me of my sin. On Calvary's tree, He forever took care of the sin debt of every human being. And through Jesus Christ, I can receive that forgiveness that was secured on Calvary's tree. And so, whenever we have a negative attitude towards somebody and we just feel like we just could never forgive them for what they said or what they did, you just remember what God did for you and His forgiveness of you. And all your meanness and all your nastiness and all the things you may have said in the past too, that's all under the blood of Jesus Christ. And He's forgiven you. And so that spirit of forgiveness is how the Apostle Paul concludes this theme, because it begins a brand new paragraph in the next verse, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." And so he changes the subject from our walking worthy of vocation to following God. That's describing our walk. We're followers of God. And so I'm so thankful that the Lord encouraged us in this particular chapter to walk worthy of our vocation and then showed us how to do it. Amen? Showed us how to do it. It's one thing for somebody to tell you to go do a job and you have no idea how to do it. How many of you have ever been put in that spot before? Oh, yeah. I need you to go do this. Well, I've never done that before. Well, you can figure it out. You know, college boy, you know, you look at this big tractor and said, it's not going to go well. I don't know anything about it. Or I was asked to move one time a big tractor trailer rig. I didn't know how to drive it. And I told him, I said, I'm not moving that. I'm sorry. Well, you can figure it out. I said, people will die while I figure this out. All right? I'm not doing it unless you're going to show me. Well, God showed us, amen, how to walk worthy of the vocation. So now we don't have an excuse. We know what we need to do. Amen? May we be found walking worthy.